If I can have your attention in the media center, we will now begin our post-race media availability for today's 20th running of the UNOH 175. And we're joined by our second-place driver in today's race, Ryan Truex, driver of the number 16 Price Chopper Toyota. And we also have our third-place driver in today's race, Todd Gilliland, driver of the number 51 Pedigree Toyota. Ryan, I'm going to start with you. You put on quite an impressive show out there. I know this is not the result that you wanted, but you really did everything you could out there to really hold off that Ford truck as long as you could.
I didn't think I'd hold him off that long, honestly. It was tough to pass. Restarts were really important, and I was very, very aggressive on restarts. But the VHT on the very bottom felt like you could kind of slide job people if you got down in there with all four and kind of just prayed that you're going to make it at the end of the corner. And I drove it in under the 27, and I didn't know if I was going to hit him or not, but I didn't care because I saw the lead, and I just drove it in until I cleared him and moved up. And I saw the four get clear behind me, and I knew he'd be on me, and he did the smart thing, just rode behind me, took care of his equipment, and I was driving my truck for everything it was worth. So it was a good finish. That's chassis 01, and I hate that truck, and we almost won with it. That's its best finish by a lot. So last time we ran, it was Bristol, and we ran, I think we never got higher than 15th. So that's a testament to how good this team is, how well we work together, and how much confidence I have in Scott and he has in me to make the right adjustments to get the truck fast.
Todd, it was an adventurous run out there for you as well. You had to overcome a penalty on pit road, drive back up through the field. Walk us through your race from your perspective.
Yeah, you know, losing all that track position here, like Ryan mentioned, it's really hard to pass. And I only passed probably two or three trucks when I got in the very back. And then, you know, that built my confidence a tiny bit. But then we were able to come down in the pits, get four tires for that last stage, and, you know, be really aggressive on restarts. You had to, like Ryan said, too, just really try and get every spot you can. And, you know, because that's pretty much your only chance here. And you know, I was driving it for everything I had at the end, and then we started to fall back a little bit. I could see the lead there; that's really tempting. But you know, like I said, just can't thank Pedigree Toyota, you know, the guys that get us here.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. We'll start here with Rob and work our way around.
Rob Tiongson of thepodiumfinish.net. My first question is for Ryan Truex. Ryan, it seems like you and the Hattori team are just really pouring it on, even if you guys didn't make the playoffs. So clearly you guys are trying to steal the headlines from the playoff drivers. How confident are you about getting that first win of 2017?
I'm very confident. You know, we got off to a late start. I didn't sign until January, and we didn't get Scott as our crew chief till afterwards. So it took a while to figure out what I needed, for Scott to figure out what I needed and kind of understand what I mean when I'm explaining things, and it took him time to build the trucks and chassis and everything we needed. And he's a hands-on guy. He spends more time on the shop floor with a welder than he does in his office. So he's really worked hard, and honestly, everybody has. It's a small, tight-knit group of guys, and you know, we're kind of more like a family than anything. And you know, they have confidence in me. I have confidence in them, and I feel like if we could have started the year how we're running now, with the equipment we have now and what we've learned, we'd be a real threat for the championship. So hopefully we can close this out and steal some wins and go into 2018 with some momentum.
Absolutely. And this question goes for both of you guys. Obviously, today was a very hot day, unusual for New England. So how did you guys paddle the elements out there despite the tough conditions?
It's a short race. It's just 175 laps, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it because it was hot and slick, and you know, tires mattered a little bit, not a lot. Track position was still big, but you still had to manage your equipment. I felt like the tires would kind of get hot and bouncy. Like when the four was behind me, you could see him start to drop back a little bit, and he was just trying to cool down his equipment, cool down his tires to take another run at me. So tire wear wasn't high, but tire temperature, I think, was, which affected it. And the VHT, I felt like throughout the race, changed a lot as it would rubber up, and as the caution would come out and we'd pick the rubber back up. You drive off into the corner on the restart, and when you hit that middle lane, there was just no grip until you got to the top. So you really had to trust that the VHT was going to catch you when you got there, especially when you do the bonsai move three wide or anything like that. So, I mean, it's hot, but we're race car drivers. That's part of it. Race truck drivers.
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of it. If we want to race on Sundays, the race is going to be a lot longer. So you got to get used to it. Hopefully, like I said, just every race gets longer and longer if we get where we want to go.
Additional questions for these gentlemen? Terrell?
Terrell Covey with Portsmouth Herald. Ryan, do these strong finishes when you just so narrowly miss out on the playoffs, is it a little bittersweet, or is it you just doing the best you can to keep ticking?
You got to take the good with the bad, I guess. I mean, last year I didn't even know if I'd have a rod at this point. And, I was running trucks part-time, and I wasn't running very well. So my confidence was down, and this year is just like a complete 180. And, it's just good to be here, honestly. And every week on the track, I just give it everything I have, and missing the playoffs honestly kind of pissed us off more than anything. And it motivated us to want to win, to want to spoil the party, to show and prove that not only we deserve to be here, but me as a driver deserves to be here. And I feel like if I can keep doing stuff like that and knocking on the door and running with the best trucks in the field, like the Ford truck, Chris Bell and Matt Crafton and the 51 truck, and if we can keep doing that and keep knocking on the door, we're eventually going to get one.
Go next to Phil, then to Paul.
Thank you. Hi, Phil Allen, frontstretch.com. It's for Ryan. Earlier you mentioned about the rubber being picked up when you guys slowed down under caution. Obviously, it's a lot more noticeable if you're at a place like Dover or Martinsville where there's actual concrete in the turns, but do you guys pull up rubber as much on a paved track as opposed to concrete?
I don't know. You can't really see it. I think it was more just a feel thing. I don't know. It's hard to explain. The track changed a lot. But honestly, if the VHT wasn't there, I couldn't have done some of the passes I did. I would have been in the fifth lane or in the wall. So I think, honestly, I was kind of against it coming here because I've never really raced on it before other than Bristol. And I've always loved this racetrack. And I was like, God, I hope they didn't ruin it by laying this stuff down. But I liked it. I thought it created passing, so tomorrow will be the big test. It'll be hotter, the race is longer, better drivers all the way through the field. You know, it's the Cup Series, so that'll be a better testament to how well it performs on this track.
Paul?
Paul Lambert from Auto Week. Todd, you know, you've had speed in your trucks that you've raced in the races you've raced in this year. What does it mean to finally get a good run and finish the job for one race this year?
Yeah, you know, it feels great. Kyle Busch Motorsports has given me really fast race trucks every time I've been out. And, for one thing or another, we just haven't really got the finishes that we wanted. So it definitely feels good to finish this one off. I had Kyle Busch on the radio, telling me what he felt, through his Cup car and everything. And I feel like that really helped a lot. And, with all those little things that Kyle Busch Motorsports provides, you should be able to get the finishes that we got today. And it's definitely just a big confidence booster going to the next ones. And I think my next race is Martinsville, so it's going to be another short track that's really fun.
We'll go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Lee Spencer, motorsport.com. Brian, before the race, somebody said, I told them we're not here to make friends. Not sure who it was, so I didn't want to attribute the quote. But do you kind of have to have a take-no-prisoners approach to this, since you guys aren't in the playoffs, to really let them know you're here, you're serious about the rest of the season and serious about making a name for yourself for next year?
Yeah, I mean, I race everybody the way they race me. That's really been my code since I started racing, and I learned that from my dad and my brother. So, you know, when they have a blue spoiler, I kind of give them a little bit of a break. Like, when I was racing with, I think, the 27 or the 4, further back in the field, there were times where I could have probably got laid on his bumper and used him up or something like that. But I know how I'd feel if I was in their spot, and they have a lot more to lose than me. So they're gonna drive me how they want to be raced, because that's how I'm gonna race them. So it's more of a kind of a driver's code thing. Race how you want to be raced, and I certainly like to race clean and not use people up. And I was glad me and Chris could have a clean race. And there were times where he could have just moved me out of the way, and he didn't. So that shows the level of respect he has and how he wants to go about trying to get this championship.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the result today, and good luck going forward.